Hurricane Irma has passed. Now Florida is regrouping. In Leon County this week, city and county workers abandoned their normal duties to go out and assess damage from the storm. I'm Nick Evans.
I tell you what.
It's Tuesday morning at the Leon County Public Safety Complex. There's about 24 people here broken up in teams of two. They'll spread out over the county looking for downed trees or other signs of damage. Each pair is responsible for a different zip code, and they've been pulled from all sorts of different departments.
I'm Rhonda Cooper, and I am the Literacy Project Coordinator for the Leon County Public Library.
Shauna Martin with Department of Development Support and Environmental Management. I am an urban planner with the county.
Cooper and Martin got zip code 32311 in the southeastern corner of Leon County. Stretching well beyond Tallahassee city limits, much of the area is rural, with limited cell phone service.
It's not giving you the address.
We don't have any cell reception, so we may just have to go to paper.
And a lot of private roads.
That one's blue, too. See if you see a no trespassing sign.
What does it say? This road not maintained by the county.
Cooper and Martin rumble down each unpaved byway, not clearly marked no trespassing, because collecting this data is important as part of the county's survey for the Federal Emergency Management Agency, or FEMA. All 67 of Florida's counties are receiving public assistance, which supports the local government's response efforts. But only 37 counties have gotten approval for individual assistance. That money goes directly to homeowners, to cover damages their insurance won't. Cooper, Martin, and all the other crews are tallying damage to apply for that chunk of assistance. And as they crisscross their territory, Martin highlights the roads they visited.
Well, we're getting more orange on the map.
But all morning, the most noticeable trend is the lack of damage. David Duvall is covered in sweat and sawdust, cutting up a massive fallen limb in his front yard. He still doesn't have power, but he counts himself lucky.
As if on radio you could see, the top of this big one, it fell on the, that's my pump house, and knocked about half of the roof down last storm. And this time we were just lucky. It's not as big a tree and it didn't hit anything, no structures anyway. So we were tickled about that.
A little ways up the street, Stephen Wilson didn't fare quite as well.
I heard a gust of wind and the tree crack, and then all of a sudden it hit the roof, wham! And I was in the bed laying right there underneath it.
Wow, really? Yeah. Right over top of it?
Yeah, mm-hmm. But it didn't go through the roof. Thank goodness it only, it cracked the sheetrock that was hanging down.
The lights aren't on for Wilson yet either. Still, he says things are getting back to normal surprisingly quickly.
They came and cut the tree yesterday.
Oh, that's fast.
And the roofing guys have already been here and they've covered the hole up, and they'll be back tomorrow to finish working on it.
Friday afternoon, emergency manager Kevin Peters explains the initial reports seem to suggest Leon County dodged a bullet.
As of this morning, we had a couple of crews out yesterday still. We're up to about 87 structures we found that were impacted to some degree. Again, the impacts are still predominantly minor. We found maybe a handful, four or five of those that maybe would qualify as major under the FEMA guidelines.
Elsewhere in the state, the week reveals a parade of bad news. Historic flooding in Jacksonville, utter destruction in parts of the Florida Keys, and 8 tragic deaths at a Hollywood nursing home. But in Leon County, store shelves are filling up. People are returning to work and kids are back in school. The mundane feels like a monumental blessing. Duvall and Wilson get their electricity from a co-op called Talquin, and damage on transmission lines run by Duke Energy delayed restoration by a few days. Wednesday, they got their power back. Duvall says it's better than Christmas. For WFSU News, I'm Nick Evans.